Damien McLaverty, proud manager of Bonnygee United, a historic day for the club.
Yeah, it's a great day for the club. Long time coming, I think. For the facilities and the committee they have there, it's about time that a team on the pitch actually brings back a bit of silverware, and fully deserved. Hard day today now, coming down the road. I was trying to keep the boys, keep their heads on the ground, because coming down the Great Ore, you never get an easy game, and as it proved there today, for the amount of possession we had, whatever, it was just about getting the first goal. And fair play to the Great Ore, they dug in even when they went 1-0 down. They never give it us on a plate, which is nice to see in the league, that teams just don't roll over. And it's, even though they didn't have really much to play for, they put it up to us, and it's good. You never want to be handed it, you want to win it yourself. And I feel that this year we did. We went out, we dug deep in plenty of games, and we got the points on the board, and thankfully we got the 1 point today that we needed.
And ultimately, I'm sure you feel you deserve to get promotion in the title, because the points, the table doesn't lie.
Yeah, I think we've been consistent this year. As I said earlier on during the week, that we're a hard team to play against. While we don't run over teams, or we don't score too many goals ourselves, we're hard to break down, and the amount of experience there is unreal. We've also seen league boys like Eamon Cannon and Chris Toner, I don't know how many times they've won this division, that they've been here before, where a lot of other boys have won the Bonnygee haven't. We haven't won the trophies, and we haven't won, so it's good to have that experience in change room to get us over the line. And as you say, there's no easy games in this division, so it's a hard slog from July last year to now. There's no 3 points are given to you. You have to earn them, and I think we did that this year with every game we played.
And there'll be a few celebrations around the dry arch tonight.
I'll have one or two quiet ones. Still another game next week. No, I'm joking there. I think there will be plenty of drinks had tonight. I think the committee members will be drinking more than the players, but it's well deserved. It's the speeches were said there. Like, it's a lot of commitment for a club to put in, week out, year in, year out, to not win any silverware. And I know at the end of the day it's about bringing up the youths, but it's nice to have a bit of silverware coming in along the door when you put money in the facilities Bonnygee has. It's great to finally now repay that faith the committee members have in this, the players, and it's great for the team that's won it, because as it says there, majority of these boys came through the youths of Bonnygee, and they're not crowd outsiders. They've come up through the ranks, and it's great that first trophy, first Donegal League that they've won, it's worth this group of players, that they deserve it. They've been through thick and thin together, and it's finally now they'll get a bit of trophies, a bit of silver to celebrate.
Congratulations, Eamon Cannon. You know what that winning feeling is like before. This time it's with Bonnygee, and a special day for all involved.
It's good for Bonnygee to get a trophy. It's nice for the club after waiting this long. Good bunch of lads there to get it too, so it makes it all the more better.
You're the elder statesman.
I should have retired a long time ago, but it's nice to keep going if you can do it. I don't know why I'm doing it, but if you can stay injury-free and stuff like that and still enjoy the football, it's not too bad.
Certainly plenty of chances in the first half. Good Ore put it up to you. I mean, they're facing a relegation battle, but it shows Division 1, nothing's easy.
There's nothing easy in any of the leagues, in fairness, in Donegal, but Good Ore had nothing to play for. They knew what we were going for. They sat back, tried to hit us on the counter, but in fairness, they had the chances. They had a chance at the end of the half to hit the post. They made it hard for us. They sat in. So there's never an easy game in the Donegal League anyway, no matter who it's against.